Black market arrests. We've seen what happens with money and ego. One always prevails over the other. Watch the film Heat, starring Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. One guy on the team of thieves, the new guy, gets everyone else killed or close to it. His bad opsec destroys everyone else's good opsec. The rotten apple or yeast parable applies here. A little bad ruins the whole dough. There's one site I found quite informative in this department. It lists every black market arrest imaginable. It's at gwern.net. It's spelled G-W-E-R-N. Interestingly, the list omits a glaring data set, one that involves each darknet market operator's OPSEC, admittedly one that's hard to quantify. Take Silk Road, for instance. From the link, we can deduce that OPSEC just isn't that high a priority for some users, and I'd bet good money that in the case of Ross, he let more than success go to his head. No single theme emerges reading through the many arrests. Some people are busted through sheer bad luck in being randomly pulled over or their packages inspected. Some are undone by other people's mistakes, and some have no one but themselves to blame for talking to a policeman and blurting out all their secrets. Some are undone by their trust in others, and some are undone by lying to federal agents. Some are undone by signing for packages, while others are undone by a stray fingerprint. Some follow the OPSEC rules, and some engaged in mind-boggling follies like using their real return address, or accepting payment to their own bank account, or running their own ClearNet site. Some clammed up, denied everything, and saved themselves, while others kept records of everything, perhaps in the misguided belief it would earn them clemency in the worst, and only condemned themselves. Some were busted at home, others in the totalitarian zones of international borders. Some were busted through high-tech browser-based de-anonymization, but most through low-tech methods such as a customer or friend snitching. Some sellers' packages are spotted during customs inspections, and some are noticed only when delivery fails and the bogus return addresses explode.